Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
It will be Searcy's basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Mountain Home 17-5. By the way, the foul that I said I didn't know who they called it on earlier on Searcy, that was on Taylor Branch. So she has one foul, Alexis Broadway has one, and Aubrey Arnold has the other for Searcy. Broadway inbounds it to Johnson. We are back underway. She'll give it to Province. Province drills between the circles. Now kicks over on the left side to Odin. Odin dribbles down into the corner. Now down to Broadway on the wing. Or up to Broadway on the wing, excuse me. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Emma Martin. Martin's quickly back and trying to throw it to Gilbert in the front court. It was knocked away by Broadway and stolen. Here is Johnson back the other way. She tries to go up for the layup, loses the handle of the ball, and lost her footing in the well. But Searcy keeps possession. Here's Branch with it on the right side. She's going down into lane for the layup. Good. Taylor Branch with 5 points on the night. 17-7, Mountain Home leading it. 7:15 left of the first half. Here is Husky into the front court. Throws over to Jackson on the right side. She'll take the screen. Thought about three now. Throws it up top to Martin. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three in the left corner. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Broadway. And back comes Searcy. Broadway into the front court. Dribbles down towards the low block. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And Kate Gilbert gets the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbles towards the left elbow. Now kicks out to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is chased down by Kate Gilbert. Mountain Home's going to keep it. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now she's going down towards the lane. And a foul is going to be called on Searcy. A bump foul on the Lady Lions. That is on Alexis Broadway. Her second personal foul. Team foul number three. Or team foul number four, that is, against the Lady Lions. Emma Martin and Peyton Husky both checking out for Mountain Home, being replaced by Emily Payne and Anna Grace Foreman. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass, gets it to Yates near the free throw line. Now she kicks out to Payne. Payne dribbles towards the lane, now kicks out to Gilbert on the right wing, up top to Yates, over to Jackson on the left side. Now Jackson will give it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert is going to dribble down into the lane, gives it to Foreman on the low block. She's going to go up for the layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 9 points, 19-7, Mountain Home leading it. 6:12 left of the half. Branch into the front court for Searcy. She'll give it to Johnson. Johnson has it on the right side. She's going to drill towards the free throw line. Now kicks up top to Province. Now Odin has it near the top. Over to Branch on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Emily Payne. She'll kick it out to Gilbert, who quickly goes into the front court. Dribbles down, throws it down to Yates on the paint for the layup. No good, but she is fouled. Or the shot was actually, the shot was blocked, but she also drew contact, and so she'll head to the free throw line. That foul is on Aubrey Arnold, her second personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Lions. So Aston Yates at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. That's her first point of the evening. And she has one more free throw with 5:48 left of this first half. Second shot for Yates is good. She gets both. She has 2 points. 21-7, Mountain Home leading it. Province across the timeline. Throws over to Johnson on the right side. Johnson drills between the circles. Now gives it there to Arnold. Over to Branch on the right. Now Branch is going down into the lane. Kicks out to Odin on the left wing. She finds Province near the free throw line. Out to Branch on the left side. Branch will drill down to the corner. Now kicks out to Province on the wing. Now Province is going to throw it up top to Odin. Over to Johnson on the right. Johnson dribbles down to the lane. And a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home with 5:20 left of the half. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. Alexis Broadway checking back in for Searcy, replacing Aubrey Arnold. 14-point Lady Bomber advantage. Province will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And will throw tries to throw it up top to Broadway. She does get it before the ball goes to the backcourt. Now Mountain Home knocks the ball away, but Searcy is able to get it before it goes out of bounds. Here's Broadway with it up top. And the ball is knocked away once again, this time stolen by Emily Payne. Third turnover of the night against Searcy. Here is Payne going into the lane. Now she's going to be tied up, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. Checking in for Searcy now is Nalia Hadley. As she replaces Alexis Broadway, Hadley checking in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'6 sophomore. 5:01 left of the half. Inbound pass will be triggered by Kate Gilbert. She throws out to Jackson on the right side. Her three-pointer, good! Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. 24-7, Mountain Home leading at 4:52 left of the half. Here is Johnson with it. Gives it to Odin on the right side. Now gives it to Branch. Branch is going to go down into lane, going up for the layup, good. She just found a wide open look to the basket there for that layup. Taylor Branch now with 7 points. 24-9, back the other way. Kate Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Branch gets the rebound for Searcy. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. That's on Leah Jackson. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. Peyton Husky and Emma Martin checking back in, replacing Aston Yates and Kate Gilbert. 4:29 left of the half. It is a 15-point Mountain Home lead. Johnson into the front court, throws it over on the right side to Hadley. Now Hadley dribbles down towards the corner, kicks out to Odin in the left, in the right corner. Her three-pointer bounces off the iron twice and then falls out, no good. And Emma Martin chases down the rebound. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Shot was partially blocked, but she also drew contact. And now she'll head to the free throw line with 4:06 left of the half. Taylor Branch picks up her second personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Lions. So Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. First shot is up. Shot is up and in. I tell you, Emma Martin's really crashing the boards tonight for the Lady Bombers. Second shot for Martin is up, and she gets both. Her first 2 points of the night, 26-9, Mountain Home Lydia, a little over 4 minutes left of the half. Province into the front court, throws over to Johnson. Johnson has it on the right wing. Now she'll give it up top to Branch. Now Branch is going to go down into the lane, and she's going to be tripped up, and Searcy's going to inbound the ball with 3:50 left in the half. They're going to get Leah Jackson with her second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. Kamie Province is going to check out of the game. She'll be replaced by Alexis Broadway. Broadway will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, and she gets into Branch, and now she's going to be fouled from behind. That is Leah Jackson's third personal foul already. And that's the last foul Mountain Home has to give. The next one will put Searcy in the bonus. Kate Gilbert's going to check in, replacing Leah Jackson. 3:48 left of the half. 17-point Mountain Home lead. Broadway will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench. She gets into Johnson. Johnson has it between the circles. Now she drills to the right side. Loses the handle. The ball is stolen by Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert coming back the other way, going to give it to Foreman. And her shot was blocked. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 3:35 left of the half. Kate Gilbert will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it out to Emily Payne on the right wing. Her three-pointer, good. Emily Payne now with 5 points. 29-9, Mountain Home leading. Broadway quickly back the other way for Searcy. She drills to the right corner. Now it's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. May have been partially blocked. And Foreman gets the rebound. Here is Husky with it now. She'll get it across the timeline. And her pass is knocked away and stolen by Searcy. Third turnover against Mountain Home with 3:13 left of the half. Here's Broadway with it on the left wing. Now she drills up to the top, gives it over on the right to Johnson. Now up top to Hadley. 3 minutes left. Hadley drills to the left elbow, gives it to Odin in the left corner. She drills out to the wing, now gives it to Hadley in the corner. Hadley's going to go down into the lane, now kicks out to Johnson on the right side. Johnson drills towards the free throw line, throws it up top to Broadway. Broadway's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Foreman. She'll throw it to Martin into the front court. It goes to Husky. Husky's going to dribble down into the lane, and she's going to be fouled. I don't know if they're going to call that on the floor or on the shot. No, they're going to call it on the floor, so 1-1 for Peyton Husky. That is on Nalia Hadley. That is her first personal foul, team foul number seven against Searcy. So it will be a 1-1 from Peyton Husky. This will be her first trip to the line tonight with 2:37 left of the half. Huskies' first free throw is up and in, so she earns the bonus. Ashton Yates will check in for Matsunome, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. So one more free throw coming up for a Husky. Second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. She now has 5 points this evening. 31-9, Matsunome leading it. A little over 2.5 minutes left of the half. Here is Broadway back the other way, dribbles towards the right corner, throws up top to Branch. Branch thought about three, now dribbles down into the paint. Now kicks up top to Odin, over to Johnson on the left. Johnson takes the screen, dribbles up to the top, is going to pull up for the three-pointer. It hits the backboard, rolls around, will not go. Odin got the offensive rebound, she couldn't get the putback, and this time Matsunome comes up with the board. 2:10 left of the half, here's Gilbert into the front court. Matsunome with the 22-point lead. Gilbert will give it to Husky, who will set the offense. Husky will throw it to Martin on the right. Martin gives it back up top to Husky. Finds Gilbert in the paint by herself, going in for the layup. No good, but she's going to be fouled from behind, and so she'll go to the free throw line. Now, Hadley picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Lady Lions. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity. This will be her first trip to the free throw line tonight. First shot is up and in. Katie Province is going to check back in for Searcy as Hadley will take a seat with her second foul. So one more free throw for Gilbert. 1:49 left in this first half. Gilbert's second free throw is up and in. She gets both. She now has 7 points, 33-9. Matsunome leading it. Broadway into the front court, gives it to Johnson. Johnson will set up the offense. Over to Branch on the right side. Back up top to Johnson. Now Johnson drills to the right. Up top it goes to Broadway. Now Branch has it. She has the ball knocked away, but a foul's going to be called, a reaching foul. I believe they're going to get Aston Yates with that foul. That is her second personal foul, and that is the 17th foul, so a 1-1 coming up for Taylor Branch. This will be Cersei's first trip to the line tonight with 1:26 left to the half. Branch so far with 7 points. First shot is up and no good. She misses the front end and Martin gets the rebound for Matsunome. Martin quickly back the other way, throwing it over to Payne on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Emily Payne with 8 points. 36-9, Matsunome leading it. 1:13 left to play in this first half. Branch throws over to Johnson on the right side. Johnson will dribble up to the top, and she's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Province. They're going to say it was knocked away by Province, and it's going to be Matsunome's basketball with 1:02 left of the half. A 27-point Matsunome lead. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gives it to Yates near the free throw line. Up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane. Going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. And Odin gets the rebound for Searcy. Here's Broadway across the timeline. And an offensive foul. Used her forearm a little too much. That is Broadway's third personal foul, the ninth team foul, and their fifth turnover of the night. 41.7 seconds left of the half. Now Tom gets the ball back, leading by 27. 36-9 is our score. Martin across the timeline. Matsunome, I don't know if they're going to hold for the last shot of the half or not. Martin will give it to Husky. Now up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right. Martin's going to drill down into the lane. Going up for the layup. Out the glass. No good. And Branch gets the rebound for Searcy. 20 seconds left of the half. Branch back the other way for the Lady Lions. Branch still dribbling near the half-court stripe. Branch will give it to Province. 5 seconds. Ball's knocked away as it goes to Broadway. She is able to get it. It's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Province gets offensive rebound. She can't get the ball to go. And it really reaches the end of the first half. Matsunome, another dominant performance against Searcy to start off. Our score at the break. Matsunome leading the Lady Lions 36-9. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.